This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the challenges of this quarantine life for a whole lot of people, I'd bet, yours truly included, has been quieting the mind, turning away from the day-to-day, finding other ways to occupy yourself. Art is a real good way to do that. Even if the museums are closed, there's painting and drawing, photography, also movies and music and television. The contributions that artists make to this economy are real, and in a pandemic, they come in different forms. Here is today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Atiya Jones, and I am a visual and multimedia artist living in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. At the start of the pandemic, I really wasn't comfortable with the idea, especially of the men in my family, as Black men going out into public spaces wearing bandanas on their face. And so I became a mask maker. You know, my friends call them luxury masks, in the interest of helping my family. And that quickly snowballed into a more public effort. And it quickly turned into something bigger for me. But it also felt really strange to be able to sustain my livelihood on the effects of a pandemic. Just as I was, you know, gaining stride in mask making and really kind of nailing down that schedule, you know, the first week of June happened and George Floyd's murder happened and Breonna Taylor's murder happened. And so I really started to look at what I could do from the couch. And I asked my Instagram followers, you know, if I had ever brought them joy in any way, if they'd ever liked a picture or anything like that, if they had a dollar in their Venmo account to just send it my way. And so I was able to raise $10,000 that day. And then, you know, went through the stress of that and figuring out how to allocate money, how to move the funds through my own accounts. And while also still running a business that I had no intentions of developing. So it's been a lot of managing emotions in a very, very wild time. In this time, I've grown to understand how expansive my role as an artist is. I say that I make art about small accumulative actions. I work in abstract line work, and everything in our life is a result of a series of small accumulative actions. And that's anything. That's when you're examining gentrification, you can't look at it in this large scope format. You need to understand that it's happening on so many micro levels. And so looking at my work as a fundraiser, I asked for $1, I got $10,000. Even mask making, where I started with 30 and now I've made hundreds, you know, looking at the Black Revolution of 2020, thinking about where we spend our money, thinking about the things that we say, all of the little things we do all day long, because those are the actions that really affect the world.
Atiya Jones is an artist and a mask maker in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Tell us about your economy, would you? No matter what you do, no matter where you are, help us tell your stories. Marketplace.org is where you do that.